thanks for joining me for this podcast episode. Today, I'm going to do an affirmation on releasing negativity. I had a bit of a hard day today. It was a little stressful. Well, it was a lot stressful, actually. I hosted a training, and when I came out of it, I felt really down about it, and I kind of left with the imposter syndrome feeling, where you just didn't feel good enough, and kind of carried that through with me throughout the day, and so that's what brings me here today and brings my selection of releasing negativity from my life. So if you have had a stressful day as well and negativity is kind of just hovering around you, I invite you to join me and say these affirmations with me and release the negativity from your life as well. So let's get started. I release all negativity from my life. I am a positive person. Being a positive person allows me to enjoy my life at a much higher level. Everything seems better and I am happier. I can always find something positive about every person and situation I encounter. When I have to deal with someone that challenges my positive feelings, I understand that this person has been sent to help me release my negativity. I am grateful for their time and presence. Each person and situation that challenges me is a gift. Focusing on positive feelings helps me to release all negativity from my life. If I feel negativity on my drive to work, I take a deep breath and list three things that are positive about the situation. For example, I am happy that I own my car. I am pleased that I can afford to buy gas for my car. I feel grateful that I have a job that I'm driving to right now. My family and friends are great sources of positivity. I am able to quickly and effectively release any negativity in my relationships to keep the positive feelings flowing. Today, I choose to focus on the positive. I see the good in every situation I face and every person I meet. Being positive is an important part of my life, and I become more skilled each day at releasing negativity. I always enjoy taking a moment for affirmations, and sometimes even if they don't apply, I still say them out loud and it still makes me feel better. So at the end of every podcast, I like to just add some self-reflection questions, like two or three. So I want you to ask yourself these questions and just take a moment for yourself to think about them and, you know, just answer them out loud or write them on a piece of paper and just give yourself that time. So here goes. Question number one. What is the greatest challenge you face to maintaining a positive attitude? Again, that is, what is the greatest challenge you face to maintaining a positive attitude? Question number two. What daily experience tends to make you feel more negative? Let me rephrase that. What daily experience tends to make you feel negative? Not more negative, but just negative in general. One last time. What daily experience tends to make you feel negative? I know for me, personally, driving makes me feel negative. Sometimes I just get really wound up in the driver's seat, I'm telling you. Okay, question number 3. What are the advantages of releasing all of your negativity? This one's more of a future forward question, a vision, if you will. What are the advantages of releasing all of your negativity? So I hope you take the time out today to do the affirmations and then reflect on these questions. And I think the benefit of these questions is it'll help stop you in your tracks next time you feel negative, and you can readjust your mindset and maybe say some of these affirmations, the ones that really stick out to you. Keep them in your mind and use them when you need them. So thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you guys on the next podcast. Bye.